This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Final hour. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That was Cam Newton last week. We talked about this on Friday when it came out. We've played it for you a couple of different times today because Cam is claiming he got taken out of context, so it's worth playing the full context there.
Right. Even though he stood on business and doubled down on it.
You know what I've decided? I don't like what he says, but more so I don't like how he says it.
That's what
it's
you don't
annoying.
Like. Yeah.
It's a lot of like Stephen Anthony and Ryan, whatever his middle name is. And
it's just a lot of extra
information and extra words
it's
that
just
you don't
a lot
need.
Of preamble and filling time.
A lot
time.
Of that. A lot of repeating himself. All. A lot of like
Anthony
saying,
and Ryan Terry.
I do Ryan like him. Terry. Like, what is this?
I like him standing up on business. Like, literally
well,
standing up on that.
I appreciate that. I like the theatrics of it.
And yeah, I mean, he's a bit of a showman, but just I would say, yeah, just get to it a little quicker. That's
right.
All.
Right.
But when it comes to his take, Patriots are fool's gold, middle of the mall, cubic zirconia, which is a good line.
That's not bad.
And he claims he was taken out of business.
Out of context. But
I'm sorry, out of context, stood on business.
You fixed your lips to
this.
You allowed this to come out of your mouth. You even thought this first to say.
So you only have so much time.
That's always a bad sign for your defense when you're just really double, tripling, quadrupling down.
Correct.
So anyway, he claims he's taken out of context. They played the full clip from Andy Hart asking Drake May about this, which is another thing I'm still surprised this took a while to kind of blow up, but it's blown up today.
And then so he just kind of talked in circles. He said Drake May is playing well, but the team is fool's gold, stands by fool's gold, but then had a message for Andy Hart.
Yeah, this was the main takeaway from this. Yeah.
To the reporter that asked the question, that was a great job because columnists typically do these type of things just to poke the bear. But this is merely a warning. Mm. Don't keep poking this bear.
Or what?
There's nothing there.
I'm curious. Or what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, this isn't really like a poking of the bear type of situation. You said something on a pretty big platform about a team and a player. Another show who has an opportunity to interview said player asked for his take on it. And it's not like a random person. It's literally a guy who played for this team, a guy that Drake May liked growing up, and is now in the media talking about him.
Right.
So he's like, hey, he said this. What do you think? And then Drake May answered it the way that he did. And what got Stephen A. all fired up was he, in his response to the Cam Newton question, was like, well, I don't even know what show he's on, but I know these guys all have a job to do. He then went very political correct answer afterwards.
Right. And by the way, I think he was somewhat parroting Vrabel. And I don't fully believe Drake May that he didn't know what show Cam Newton was on, but that's up for debate. I know Stephen A. disagrees with that.
Yeah.
Twitch chat is saying, Jones, how many times are you going to say you're surprised it took so long for this to blow up? I think that's evidence that it wasn't that big of a deal. And that all of a sudden it's turned into a major story. The fact that it was set on Monday and they're just getting to it on Thursday is probably evidence that it's not really a big deal. But okay. I mean, Cam is fired up about it. A warning shot across the bow of Andy Hart.
Still didn't really say what he would do.
Don't you dare poke the bear.
Yeah.
You analyst. if anything, journalist, radio host.
What's weird, and maybe we'll talk about this too, because we'll play what Stephen A. had to say. But if anything, it's actually a weird compliment. Because you know how many people in the world are saying stuff about Drake May? Everybody who watches football is saying something about Drake May.
Yeah, I don't get why their show would have an issue with Andy or Fitzy or Ted.
Very weird.
I guess I kind of get what Stephen A. is about to say about Drake May,
So let's hear it.
Because Drake said, well, I don't even know what show Cam is on.
Yeah.
Like, kind of a throwaway line. Again, I think he was parroting his head coach, Mike Vrabel. I've not heard this yet. This is Stephen A. Yeah. And I've read some of the comments, but I've not heard this yet. This is Stephen A. I guess he's upset with, well, the station, but also with Drake May.
He's also a liar. He's also a liar. First of all, let me tell you, it's not to brag. You know, listen, Pardon the Interruption is the number one show on ESPN spanning 20-plus decades.
Right.
Okay.
That's not your
Where's
show.
Where's the brag?
But okay.
It's not to brag, but Pardon the Interruption is a really popular show.
Right.
We're going to play this whole thing.
Yeah, I don't even know where that's going to go. Yeah.
I don't know where that's going to go, but I would just say, is Pardon the Interruption the most popular show for 23-year-olds? Because you have to look at it in this way, too. Drake May is 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not on TikTok, and maybe it is on TikTok, like I don't know if these guys really have full knowledge of all the TV shows that are on. Especially ESPN has been changing their lineup all the time. They've been changing all kinds of shows. Like, SportsCenter to us growing up is not SportsCenter to these guys.
No, fair.
So anyway, let's just see what else he says.
First Take is the number one morning show.
13 years ago, bro. Okay. So he's like, we're not the number one show at ESPN.
Right. Okay.
We're
so
pretty
good. They're the number one morning show on ESPN or just like in general?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't really.
That doesn't mean everybody watches it.
I guess he's very accurate.
You know what was a very popular show?
What's that?
Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. I never watched an episode.
Oh, I've seen it.
I've never seen it.
You'd chuckle.
I don't think I would.
I think you
but
might.
But it's fine. But people who like it,
the
they like
it. The last track tells you when to. I think
you
would.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
April will be 14 years.
Hell yeah.
Don't tell me you are an athlete and you don't know that. Don't tell me you are an athlete and you don't know that Cam Newton ain't on the show.
Okay, so I got to stop you there. I really don't think most people know Cam Newton is on First Take.
I don't think so. You and I disagree.
I'm kind of with Stephen A. on this.
I disagree.
I bet Drake May knew what show his favorite player was on at bare minimum. Billy said this earlier, and I think we all agree on this. He knows he's on ESPN and probably knows he's on with Stephen A. You don't think he knows that?
No. I think he probably knows that he's in the media in some way, but there's like NFL Network shows, there's like NBC shows, there's CBS shows, whatever the channel Barstool's on. Like, there's a bunch.
But just because he doesn't watch, we know all these athletes hear about stuff secondhand from family members and friends and like, did you hear what Cam Newton said about you on First Take? He doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm with Stephen A. on that.
Okay, so maybe we're getting bogged down on the wrong details. I feel like he could have gotten communicated to him, hey, did you hear what Cam Newton said about you? I feel like that's where the text stops. It's not on ESPN's First Take with Stephen A.
Sure.
Because nowadays, somebody can just go to Instagram and say something about you. And I'm not like, where did that originate from?
But Drake,
I just need to know the messenger, not
Drake,
where it was from.
But Drake is the one who said, I don't even know what show he's on, which is what really opens that up for this.
Yeah, but then Stephen A. gets upset. But Stephen A. is one of these people who's incredibly successful, but not everybody in the world watches your show or knows what you talk about.
Nope.
Plus, this isn't a classic show. Remember, it was him and Skip for a long time, and then Skip left. There isn't a regular co-host.
No, I mean, where was Shannon Sharp? Where was he?
Exactly. So, like, they're all different spots.
Did he go to First Take or did
maybe.
He go somewhere else?
Oh, maybe.
He was on Fox. I actually forget the order on that one.
But, like,
Max Kellerman was in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But, like, the other dude who was on there today was Ryan Clark, who is also on, like, every other
well,
show
that's
they
true.
Have.
They're on, like,
so
a bunch
I just think it's impossible
shows.
To really know what show he's on. I don't even think it's that big of an insult, but Stephen A. clearly thinks that it is.
We may have missed something significant in there. We got a bunch of texts. Did Stephen A. say he's been on for 20 plus decades?
No, I can't imagine that. Maybe.
Thank
I mean, play the whole thing.
I mean, there's enough text about it that I think it's worth double checking.
All right, let's see.
Stephen A.
He's also a liar. First of all, let me say, it's not to brag, you know.
No.
Listen, Pardon the Interruption is the number one show on ESPN spanning 20 plus decades.
Good ear. I didn't even hear that.
Me either.
20 plus decades?
Oh, we got a lot of eggs at Chicken Lane a day.
We got enough text about it.
Wow.
Yeah, 20 plus decades.
Wow.
That's a long run, dude.
He dropped
Congrats.
The ball there.
Yeah, good for them. I didn't
he
know,
know who was on.
I didn't know Wilbon was that old.
It's amazing.
First Take is the number one morning show, 13 years and counting. April will be 14 years.
Who's counting?
I call it a midday
show. Don't tell me you an athlete and you don't know that. Don't tell me you an athlete and you don't know that Cam Newton ain't on the show. You're lying. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to take it to a more serious tone with that, because I get where you're coming from, RC, and I don't disagree with you. But how about athletes looking out for athletes? I remember when there was a time when it was so much media that we were saying, athletes, once you're not playing anymore because of your expertise, y'all should be on TV. The opportunity should be there. One of the problems sitting right in front of y'all, right? This is First Take. There's nothing that I know about football.
Stop it right there. That sounds about right. Okay. When you get fed information from your producers and you're talking about how Tress Way started a game at quarterback for the Browns and all those different examples, when he's naming guys that aren't even on the team anymore.
This is First Take. There's nothing that I know about football that they haven't taught me.
There it is.
Ah. I was a reporter. Ain't play no damn football. Don't tackle me. Don't hit me. No, I don't want it. You understand what I'm saying? I sit up there and I learn from these folks, the people that played in this game, that, oh, when it's over, what are we looking for? What do we want to do? And the media offers former professional athletes opportunities.
Hold on 1 second. This is versus Drake May, who last time I checked is a player, current player, and an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
All right, I'm lost.
I think he's about to yell at Hart.
Okay,
let's go.
I don't know who he's mad at.
I don't know who he's mad at.
Who is
doing a good job yelling?
Who is this verse?
Yeah.
That corporate America, for the most part, ain't doing. But a professional athlete performing because he in his feelings, because somebody might have critiqued him, or some weak-ass reporter or pundit on radio going to ask the question out of context.
I knew it was coming. Weak-ass reporter. So he's been called a columnist and a reporter. He's a radio host, for God's sakes.
I think Stephen A. eventually got that.
He is a radio host.
Yeah.
But so I don't understand this one at all.
Maybe he subscribed to Patriots Football Weekly.
Took it out of context.
Maybe he's a subscriber. Nothing got taken out of context.
It was like fool's gold.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? He's like, okay.
Cam struggled with that when he was defending it. He's like, well, I did say fool's gold, but it was taken out of context. But I did say it, but it was out of context.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Anyway.
Out of context. They misquote Cam, all right, because like Cam said, he was talking about the Patriots, not him. And you're going to ask the question. Well, ask it accurately instead of misrepresenting Cam Newton. And if you're a player, how about knowing
that? Oh, is that their
Drake
beef?
May,
do I need to hear Andy's question again?
All right, I can do that.
Did Andy say Drake May was fool's gold or the Patriots?
Cam Newton said the Patriots are fool's gold.
Not out of context whatsoever. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Literally the first thing he said.
I didn't think so.
The Patriots are fool's gold. These guys are ridiculous.
Is that what their argument is? Okay, so I didn't think that's what he said. But okay,
no, that's what Andy said.
Yeah.
And that's the clip they even played.
It has fool's gold written all over it.
That is the question they even played on their air. Right. So you know that Cam heard that and Stephen A. heard that.
I was pretty sure that's what he said. Okay.
Yep. Wow.
Okay.
What a miss. Although we missed him saying 20 decades.
No, you can't say that about everything.
Maybe that's on us.
Yeah.
We like what we're seeing from you now. We didn't see that last year in New England. We damn sure didn't see it in North Carolina. This brother right here is a national champion. Undefeated. Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh, that has to do with
okay?
Okay.
I mean, he was a good player.
He was really good.
Not here, not
he
New England.
And Danny Werfel. Yeah. They put him on there. It's fine.
He's done it. Number one overall pick. You ain't take the Patriots to the Super Bowl yet. This brother did.
He did not take the Patriots to the Super
Bowl. He turned into Don King.
No.
That was probably a while ago.
He went to
that morph.
To a Super Bowl.
Didn't he went to a, Super Bowl.
To a Super Bowl. Yeah,
didn't fall on a fumble.
No.
Maybe could have won that game.
Mm.
No, Cam Newton's a great player. I'm not diminishing the
player. I loved Cam.
His takes now are ridiculous. And this is like, talk about being mad at the wrong thing. How are you possibly mad at Hart for being like, this guy said this?
That's what I don't get.
What do you think?
And look, he's our coworker, so like maybe you think we're going easy on it. But like,
I wouldn't. I mean, trust me, if I thought Hart was wrong, I would say so.
But I'm just saying, if that's what people think, like we're going easier on it. Well, I don't get what the issue is with Hart. If you have an issue with Drake May for saying, I don't know what show he's on, fine, stick with that.
I think it's dumb, but at least that's your takeaway.
I don't get them yelling at Hart over the question.
Yeah.
But okay. Was that the end of that?
That was it.
Okay.
Mercifully.
Ryan Clark jumped in after that to save everybody.
Did he?
He tried to.
Yeah, he did. But, that's basically the end of the whole
thing. Okay. All right. Good. So look,
yeah, sorry, Ryan Terry.
I have
he uses full name.
I have theories on, you know, why Cam hates the Patriots so much. You think he might be riding for Belichick a little bit, right?
Might
who
be
never
a pro
ripped him.
Bill thing. He always loved Bill, and now Bill obviously feels a certain way about the Patriots and vice versa. So he's kind of on his side.
Yeah,
I think that's one.
I think he's annoyed at the whole Patriots fan base, and he's just punching back.
Maybe,
which I get. I would also get if Stephen A. was like, you know, just had an issue with WEEI, I guess. I don't think anybody he had an issue with is still here.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I guess if that's why Stephen A. wants to pile on EEI, I get it.
But like in this specific example, it's like you heard what the question was. You heard what the answer was from Drake May. And then you're going to spin it back on like, how dare you ask him that and take it out of context when it couldn't have been less taken right out of context. That was the exact context.
And I would remind Cam, again, if he has any issues with WEEI, I think your issues are actually with another radio station that had to apologize to you. Yeah, I don't think that's true. This station, unless you're getting them confused. That's actually another show on another station.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, I don't really get Stephen A's frustration with Hart unless it's just a larger issue he has with WEEI.
Yeah, I mean, possible. Or he, like, for some reason, like, didn't listen to the clip, like, maybe like us with the decades thing, and was just, like, he thought he was, like, Drake May is, like, fake good. But, you know, he asked him about the team, and then he was just like, well, you know, that guy's got a job to do and whatever else. It seemed pretty harmless to me.
All right, well, stay tuned at 2 o'clock. Hart, I'd assume, will have a response to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes your way again on WEEI Afternoons. You can lock that in.
The reporter that asked the question... That was a great job because columnists typically do these type of things just to poke the bear. But this is merely a warning.
Yeah.
Don't keep poking this bear.
You know what he did?
The fake laugh at the end. Yeah.
You know what he did? He asked Drake May about it to poke the bear. That's what he did.
That's 100%.
That's like, definitely
what
he was
doing. We know it'll show Cam Newton.
Yeah. That's 100% why he is.
Wild.
So anyways, we were, though, discussing the Patriots and the rest of the AFC, which I know Cam Newton thinks they are middle of the mall, cubic zirconia, fool's gold.
Yep.
But we did go through and rank the teams that we fear the most in the AFC. 1 through 9, we didn't bother with the Miamis and Vegases of the world, even the Bengals of the world. But teams that are 500 or above in the AFC, who would you least want to face to who you would most want to face? We ranked them. They're up now at Jones and Keith on Twitter and Instagram, at Keefe21, at JonesWEEI.
Yeah, Terp did a good job editing that.
Well, we both feared the Chiefs the most, Keith. This is what I was going to highlight.
Yeah.
Except we did have a bit of a typo that has been pointed out many times on social media.
Who the heck are the Chefs?
That's not quite how he spelled it.
No, but close.
But it wasn't far off. Cheifs is how Terp had that graphic. It has now been corrected and is fixed at Jones and Keefe. But your top four, Chiefs, Broncos, Bills, Ravens, those are teams you would want to avoid the most. My top four, same teams, different order, Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
So you're higher on Denver than I am. I'm higher on Baltimore than you are. Both of us would like to face the Steelers or Jaguars.
Yeah, pretty much. I think the Texans might not even make the playoffs, but they got a pretty good defense. And if CJ Stroud's back healthy, like that's at least a little bit of a challenge. I think the Chargers have a good... really trio of receivers, a quarterback that I think is pretty good, and a coach that has been to a Super Bowl before. So I don't think they'd be a pushover, but I think they're all clearly below everybody else. There's also the part where the Broncos and the Colts could be on the road. Like, you might have to play, especially Denver. I don't know if in Indy, they can't pipe in the noise
anymore.
If
you're telling me Denver's on the road, I would probably move them up.
That's tough.
But I don't think they're going to be on the road. I think they're going to have the one seed, and they're going to be playing Denver here. But that admittedly would change my opinion.
But it's also, to me, it's the best defense in the conference, and a quarterback that if he's kind of hanging around, he can make plays at the end. Their kicker has had a bunch of clutch kicks so far this year. They'll win it ugly. They'll pull a rabbit out of their hat. So I would, because of that, I put the Broncos too, and they already beat Josh Allen head to head. And Josh Allen, really watching the Bills this year, is such a one man team that I would put the Broncos over the Bills. But Josh Allen playing better than Lamar Jackson, which is also why I have Bills over Ravens.
Yeah.
But I mean, still, I have the Chiefs one. So do you, even though they're not even a playoff team right now.
We both had the Bills third on that list. They've already beaten Buffalo, but still, I want to see the second game, and I want to see how that goes here, and I still have respect for Buffalo. I wouldn't want to run into that Ravens team in the postseason. That's assuming they get there. It's a similar logic to the Chiefs. If the Chiefs are there, I don't want to play them. If the Ravens are there, I don't want to play them. I'm not sure either one's going to be there. But right now on the teams we ranked, we had to rank them. I'd have those teams pretty high on the list. You can discuss 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. You're going to want to hear it. You got Fitzy and you got Ted. Stay tuned for it on WEEI Afternoons. We will also get you the clip du jour and right after trending with Billy Lanny. It's time for Grab Bag.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Week 12 in the NFL kicks off tonight, and you got a good one on Prime. 8:15 kick. The 7-3 Buffalo Bills at the 5-5 Houston Texans. Bills are favored by 5.5. I sort of 6 earlier today, so I think it's moving a little bit in favor of the Texans.
Maybe they heard our analysis on Houston.
Maybe they did. We moved good the breakdown line by us. Is Davis Mills tonight or is it Stroud?
No, Stroud's out. It's Stroud, Mills,
okay,
yeah.
So it is the long neck Davis Mills, but you got Nico Collins. And we'll see. This is one where there's no doubt you got to be rooting for the Texans to hand the Bills another loss. Also, keep the Texans above the Ravens and the Chiefs in the playoff race. How likely do you think that is, though?
Well, I said earlier, if it was Stroud, I think I'd be taking Texans money line tonight. It's not. I think they can still cover. Like, I think the way...
They had a good defense.
And look at some of these Bills games. The Bills just lit it up against the Bucks, so like that's the last thing that happened. And right, maybe their offense is figuring something out. Look at some of these other games. They scored 13 against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They scored 14 against Atlanta. They scored 20 against New England.
It's low.
You know, now some of the wins in there, you know, 28 against KC, 40 against Carolina. But some good defenses have slowed them down. Atlanta has a good pass defense. Miami doesn't even have a good defense. They held them to 13 points. So an actual good defense. Houston and Denver, to me, are like neck and neck the best defenses in the league. I think they can give Josh Allen some problems. So if I had to pick, I'm leaning Houston plus 5.5.
Grab bag for me and grab bag for you. I listen to the grab bag in my big brown shoe.
Yeah, we're 1 week out from Thanksgiving. 1 week away.
I can't believe Sandler's left a couple of grab bags.
Yeah, yes.
He's a fan.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan as well.
Yeah.
The feeling is mutual. Celtics off again tonight. They will be back in action tomorrow at home against Brooklyn. They'll begin a three-game homestand. Brooklyn, Orlando, and Detroit. So I would say if you can win Friday and Sunday, that would get them to 10-7 before the day before Thanksgiving game, also at home against a really good Detroit Pistons team. Also a contrast of styles in that one. Pistons don't shoot a lot of threes.
No.
Celtics do shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah. I mean, look, I hope the Celtics have figured a little something out. I know they've won three in a row. I don't feel great at all about that Brooklyn game whatsoever. I really don't.
No.
Okay.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You're happy now, Jones.
Yeah. Whoa, the Boston Bruins have now lost three out of their last four games.
Oh, boy.
They opened up the road trip last night with a 4-3 loss late into the night in Anaheim. That's a good Anaheim Ducks team, though, Jones.
I've heard.
Your face.
A lot of good moves they made, yeah.
It was a Corpusalo night, and they are off tonight. They will take on the L.A. Kings tomorrow, a 10:30 puck drop against the Kings.
What's up with McAvoy? Like, I know he's having surgery. And
he didn't make the trip.
But he's not on IR? Like,
Which is weird, because in hockey, IR is not like a really long-term thing.
You can put them on long-term IR, or you can just put them on injured reserve. So, yeah, I'm just curious what's going on there and if we get more information.
I don't love their chances without him for a while.
No.
It seemed like they needed their full complement of defensemen in order to go on the winning streak that they did. I'm not ready to call them the worst team in the division, like what's his name did?
Greg Buschinski.
Like Puck Daddy said.
Yeah, he gave their playoff odds going into last night 3% chance. So
not swayed by recency bias, I guess.
And that's lower, yeah. Just call my
name and I'll grab bag.
All right, Jones, the Patriots have announced the uniforms that they will be wearing on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Icy whites. They're going all white. White top, white bottom. Which, you know me, I don't love the Patriots' current uniforms outside of the Nor'easter.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Nor'easter uniform. I like the Pat Patriot old school. I even don't mind the Chris Slade's if they want to dust those off a little bit. All the current uniforms they have, the blue, the gray, all that, this is probably the best they can do.
Probably.
The all whites.
I wish they should just wear the helmets from last week.
You want them to wear the helmets?
Well, I mean, just if you would have a white helmet with the rest of the uniform is my point.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
It's icy whites except for the helmet. Like, that doesn't quite work
true.
Out. Yeah.
All right.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Joe Mixon not expected to return this season.
Oh.
So if you're holding out hope for Joe Mixon, maybe you were, maybe you weren't, but sorry.
Yeah.
Not happening.
If you got shares of Joe Mixon in fantasy, you can move on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm grab bag.
Pretty good?
Yeah, great.
Pretty good. All right, let's get to the latest Bob Ryan tweets.
Oh.
Today in Bob Ryan tweets.
I think it's the first thing I saw when I woke up. Billy, did you send an early morning text? That was you, right?
I did.
I think it's the first thing I saw when I woke up today. I had no idea this happened. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. And he's had a few since our last discussion. Of course, this helped us with our interview with Milton Williams. We have to learn a lot about Milton Williams. And
100%.
Once again, for those that don't know, legendary sports writer Bob Ryan has a Twitter account. He is at Globe Bob Ryan.
Good.
And he responds to really AI bots and engagement farmers who ask questions on Twitter, like these nonsense questions that make a little graphic. Here's an example. Here's a recent example. Somebody said they just posted a meme, I guess. Give yourself 1 point for each place you've eaten at.
Oh, this is like Jones and Keefe standings. 1 point for each restaurant you've eaten at? Okay.
And then this person, or not a person, this AI-generated bot,
yeah.
has a list of like 45 fast food places. You know, you got your Chipotle, your Five Guys, your Starbucks, your Applebee's, your Popeyes. Just you get the general idea.
Yeah, I'd have all those points. Yep.
The person, this girl, Philly girl, who tweeted this out.
Yeah.
Nice. She wrote 28 points, exclamation point, you, question mark. Bob Ryan, 31, in parentheses, I think.
Okay.
So if you doesn't want to lie to him. He feels like it's 31. He's not entirely sure. Like, don't hold me to it.
Right.
Maybe it's 32. Maybe it's only 30. I'm pretty sure I've been to, you know, Red Lobster, but I don't want to... Don't quote me on it.
So he didn't say which ones, by the way. That would be okay. But he's responding to the meme, and he's just letting you know his score. Okay, so he really will respond to a lot. Sure.
Yeah.
What do you respond to this time?
Well, this other one is another person. I. Also a photo of a woman on there. Can you think of one word? And it says underneath it, no word starts with B and ends with T.
Right.
Prove me wrong.
Okay.
And he responded, don't you have something better to do? What kind of moron would have trouble with this?
Oh, no, Bob.
Kind of attacking her a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit.
I think not, once again, not understanding.
So he's saying he can think of some of those words.
Yeah, not understanding the engagement farming.
Got it.
To which she just got a, you know, there's a million words probably that start with B and end with T. Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure that could also lead you down another path. I was going to say but.
Which one?
Huh? Both.
Yeah, well, that's true.
They both do, Jones. One has two T's, but they still end with T.
But. That one, very built.
Built. Good one, Bill.
Great one, Bill.
Good job, Bill.
Good
Nick,
job.
You got one?
Nick, you have one over there?
Nah, I was going to say butt. Boot.
He took mine.
Boot.
Oh, boot. Great one.
Nice. Bet.
Bunt. I thought
bunt,
Bob Ryan said bunt.
Nick.
Great one.
We're all doing it now.
I like that.
We've all gotten one.
Everybody play along.
Yeah.
Now, normally, I would say 90% of his tweets are just him responding to like.
Yeah, this one, he kind of took a tone. Yeah.
So, no, this one, this is not a response to anybody.
Oh, I was saying the last one he took a tone. Yeah. You're getting to the next one.
The
yes.
most recent tweet that he has, mm-hmm. all it's just not answering it. It's not a reply. He just simply wrote 80 for me.
80 for me.
Which I assume is how many known lovers he's had. how many?
He's the Will Chamberlain of sports writers.
I'm thinking that's what he's putting out there. He's guys, there's a lot of talk about it right now. Yeah. I've made love with 80 different people. That's what I think he's going with.
People.
Yeah.
You know.
It was the 70s.
Sure.
So, yeah, I would say that's what he's going with, 80 people. But then people are like, they're tweeting at him. They're like, Bob, you're not 80 until next year? Because I think people also thought it was happy birthday, because a lot of the responses to 80 for me was, well, happy birthday, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking like that's just a way of him being like, today's the day I turn 80. But then people pointed out, they're like, it's not even your birthday, Bob. So I don't know what this is in regards to.
So he either turned 80 or did not.
He did not.
Maybe
no.
He's talking about
you
something.
You can look that up. He did not turn 80.
Look, these might be rap lyrics. I mean, this happens all the time. Where like it's like a song lyric, and people are like trying to decipher meaning from it. And Bob's just tweeting out like an old
AIM away message.
Yeah, right.
80 Yard for me.
Yardbird song or something like that. You know, like I don't know what he's doing.
Or
lovers. Yeah, no, lovers is a good guess.
People that he's known guess. Biblically.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Exactly.
We had a couple of great calls last hour. One of them I think we'll hear from Clip du Jour coming up. But also credit to Jackson for throwing this bad boy together.
Yes! Today, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yes!
Today. Nailed it.
Sudden. Pretty good, yes.
Dave in Connecticut.
Pretty good.
Big Beatles guy.
I would say that was pretty good.
Yeah. Ooh,
nailed it.
Another Rodrigo song. That's
very
a good one.
Very good.
Yeah, that's wow.
I encourage all Olivia Rodrigo songs.
Yeah.
I bet Bob Ryan would too. All right, let's get to the best NBA performer from last night. Was it Derek Queen, 30 points, 9 boards? Was it Peyton Watson, 32 points, 12 rebounds? Was it Jeremy Grant, 33 points, 9 rebounds. Was it Julius Randle?
Maybe.
32 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. Or was it Denny Adina?
It probably was him.
Adina. 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists for the Portland Trailblazers, although they lost.
That's what I was going to say.
I know you like to go to a winner.
It's hard to say in a loss, but let's give that up. Good player. Let's give it to him.
All right. There you go.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. Here we go, Jones. Back by popular demand. Random football player of the day.
Oh, crap. I forgot about that.
Thursday Night Football.
So the person who already guessed Derek Bell, you're out.
It's not Derek Bell.
It's not Derek Bell.
For sure,
dude.
Not Derek Bell.
It's football.
It
today.
Is Brian Jordan.
You got through all those B and T words on the text
line. There were a lot of those.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. Yeah.
What kind of moron couldn't come up with one of those?
Whole text line could do it.
They all can.
Yeah, to Bob's point.
All of us on the show were able to come up with one.
Yeah.
How are you wasting your time?
I very noticeably only came up with one. I was struggling after that, but I got one.
But I just love, and this is all due respect, the guy's a legend.
Yeah.
But calling out somebody for wasting their time is also the same guy that went through 50 fast food places to say how many he's been to. And then respond to a bot.
Like, yeah, but like, aren't you kind of, I'm kind of interested in my score.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a lot of them.
Main things I want to know from today's show. How many eggs does a chicken actually lay? Although I think we mostly answered it. That news story never did it. And then how many of those fast food restaurants have I been to? But anyway, what's the random football point?
All right, well, I'll ask you this. You want to just yes, no, these bad boys. You can play this right now.
No, we can't do all this.
Chipotle.
Yes.
Hardee's.
I don't think so.
We're going to take this too much time.
I don't think so. I wasn't expecting Hardee's to be the second
market.
One. That threw me off. Yes.
Jack in the Box.
Yes.
Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
Whataburger.
Yes.
Olive Garden.
Yes.
Waffle House.
Yes.
Baskin Robbins.
Yes.
Is this Baskin Robbins?
I've been to Baskin Robbins, yeah.
It's Baskin Robbins.
I don't think I've ever been to a Hardee's.
Panda Express.
Yes.
Shake Shack.
Yes.
TJ Fridays.
Yes.
Wendy's.
Yes.
Wingstop.
Oh, no.
Cinnabon.
Yes.
Quiznos.
Yes.
Crystal Subs! I love these Crystal Subs!
I never really enjoyed Quiznos.
That guy was wild. Yeah. Remember that? The pitch man for Quiznos? Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
White Castle.
Yes.
Panera.
Yes.
Red Lobster.
Yes.
In-N-Out.
Yes.
Five Guys.
Yes.
Domino's.
Yes.
Dairy Queen.
Yes.
Checkers.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that is. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
Chili's.
Yes.
McDonald's.
Yes.
Burger King.
Yes.
Subway.
Yes.
Wendy's.
Yes.
Taco Bell.
Wait, Wendy's on there twice?
I'm telling you, it's AI generated.
Taco Bell, yes.
Taco Bell. Arby's.
Yes.
Sonic.
Yes.
Sonic, yes.
Golden Corral.
No.
Wow. Starbucks.
Yes.
Applebee's? Yes.
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 KFC.
KFC, yes.
Popeyes?
Yes. Popeyes, yes.
Outback? Yes.
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 Dave's Hot.
Actually, yes.
Yes.
I have been to a Dave's Hot Chicken. It's great.
Oh, that guy coming in there. That was perfect. Thank you for that. That was good.
Sounds about 80 for me.
So, yeah, I think there's like three I haven't.
Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah. Honestly, Bob.
They're all pretty good.
Terrible showing by Bob.
Random football player. Yep. This was a running back for the Bills and the Seahawks. Bills, Seahawks. Primarily the Bills.
Fred Jackson.
He got it.
Yeah.
Red
Sox
win. Yes.
He had a 1,000-yard season.
Ooh, Fred Jackson was good.
In 09. And then he had back-to-back 900-yard seasons. I think he was sharing a backfield, too. Wasn't he? Like Shady McCoy or somebody.
Marshawn?
Lynch? Maybe Lynch.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And then he had his last year in Seattle. But, yeah, Fred Jackson was solid.
Well, that's what
the division guys are going to be easy.
I knew he ended – I couldn't have told you he finished in as a Seattle Seahawk, but that I knew he didn't end with the Bills.
In 2012, he was voted on by the players as the 83rd best player in the league.
He in the Patriots, like, dominant era, he was one of those
guys.
I feel like he had one game with, like, Fitzpatrick as the quarterback where they won, and you're like, geez, they can't stop this guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, only 1,000-yard season. That surprised me.
Okay. 8 years with the Bills. He was never in the playoffs. And then his 1 year with Seattle, he made the playoffs.
Wasn't he the guy, it's not like the keeper of the light, but whatever they do in Buffalo, wasn't he on the field in the game earlier this year before
good
it?
One.
Like riling up the fans?
He might have been one of the past Bills.
In Zubaz jumping through tables or whatever he was doing?
Fred Jackson.
I think he was part of the Bills Mafia that
Get him out there.
All right, Fred Jackson. That's our random football player. You can play along with your fast food score at home as well. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEI Afternoons. You got her. Yeah, got Fitz. You got Ted. We got a big response for Cam Newton and Stephen A., I'm hoping. So stay tuned for it. We'll cross over with those guys and we'll get you the clip.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Du jour next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI Jones. It is time for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day earlier in the program. Had back-to-back great callers. I would say callers of the week nominees.
Oh,
the both of them.
Oh, yeah. Dave is in Connecticut on our Brandon Cooks discussion. This came out very early in the show. Hello, Dave.
Yep. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Excellent.
Jones and Keith. Yes! Hey, listen, I think you're downplaying the whole Brandon Cooks thing. This guy's a gift. Grab him. He's better than Pop Douglas.
So I don't know about that.
I don't know if he is anymore.
I said Pop
Douglas. Jones and Keith. Yes!
What was that, by the way?
Is that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah, what is that? Is that something we should recognize, or was he just really excited to be on the show?
Did we get pranked? Is that a classic prank?
I don't know. We might have got
yes!
I think John in Rhode Island wants to go on the clock if we could. Thumbs up back there if we are ready to do Ooh. That. He's got a perfect Thanksgiving. I would hope it includes breakfast. John in Rhode Island, you're on the clock.
Hey, guys. First of all, I love the show. Happy Thanksgiving. It's almost 6 months since the greatest day of my life that I met you. My perfect Thanksgiving will be at my house this year. No wife, no kids. I'll be on the football on the couch watching football all game, all day.
He's got it.
I'll win the FanDuel game that my buddies play, and a brunette will bring food with me to my house later that night. Thank you.
That was back-to-back calls. You never know what you're going to get on this program.
Let me tell you.
That was excellent.
It's rare.
Yeah.
Dave in Connecticut, we were so flabbergasted and stunned, neither of us said anything.
That's my favorite thing.
We always have something snarky or like we're like, you know.
I was trying to figure it out.
There's something there. What was it?
I was trying to figure it out.
I really didn't know what it was.
Jones and Keith. Yes.
That will be funny.
We had nothing. We were like, weren't ready for it. I don't know. That very rarely happens, but we were so flat-footed on that. Yeah.
That's something that I will laugh at, I think, every single time it's played. I was rewatching this old clip from Davey.
Sick Greg, bro.
Thanks, Nick.
Cool, man.
Yeah. No, but I was showing you guys yesterday. So Red Dead Redemption 2, Davey and I were talking about it because we just did our top 25 video games the last 25 years. And there's a clip where Davey is streaming on Twitch, and he finally finds this really rare horse. It's the white Arabian horse that it's like in a certain part of the map. You have to find it. You have to then coax it in order to like try to ride the horse. It takes forever. You're fighting through the snow. He gets on the horse, runs uphill for 3 seconds. The horse slips,
falls backwards, snaps its neck, and is dead. Just laying there. You can't use it anymore.
It's lifeless.
I watched it.
Corpse of a horse. Yeah.
50 times yesterday and laughed 50 times. And that's the same as this guy yelling yes. All I'm going to laugh every time.
Dave, are you standing by there, Dave? You are?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you.
Are you excited for Andy Hart to take down Cam Newton?
Yes.
Thank you, Dave. Andy Hart is here. What's up?
I don't know. I went to bed a nice quiet evening and woke up in the midst of a firestorm. These controversies, they just find me.
It is something else.
I don't get people's issue with you. We're just talking about this off the air.
Yeah, I appreciate your support.
I was
listening driving in.
Uh-oh.
And you were like, believe me, if I could criticize Andy, I would be all over.
I would. If he sucked at the question,
wait a minute,
I would have
said turns into a Anchorman thing and we need to like feud as a family,
I'm on your side.
Okay.
Yeah,
hopefully Ted is. We'll find out.
Yeah, we need Ted. We definitely need Ted.
We're going to need. I saw Cam Newton fight those kids at that football camp. We're going to need Ted on our side.
Clear with Ted and Wiggy, and then I'll answer. Give you my answer.
Yeah. But no, I don't get the, if they're like, Drake May, you know the show, and they want to have a fight about that, go ahead. I mean, but I don't get their issue with you.
Don't either. Well, first of all, I got to give Cam, he praised me and said it was a good job
but
by the columnist.
But then he said, don't you,
he
called
you.
You.
Then he called you a columnist.
Then there was like, don't do it again, .. Like, what's that?
Or
are you going to beat me up?
Yeah. He might. I mean, he probably would.
You attack me?
Do you think he would?
Throw that fancy hat at me?
This is merely a warning. Don't keep poking this bell.
And I'm not sure I really poked him.
You did not.
I asked the quarterback about something he said on national television.
Yeah, now, Keith's been saying this all day. You kind of legitimized their, I mean, not that they needed the legitimization, but like.
Yeah, I'm helping build up ESPN.
No, but I'm saying, but you asking Drake May is a compliment to them. Like,
it's
hey,
not
we're
like
aware
you read every random tweet about Drake May and we're like, respond to all of these.
Right.
You're like, hey, Cam Newton said this. And
former
like,
Patriots quarterback and your boyhood idol. Cam Newton says, y'all are fool's gold. Care to reply was basically the road we went down. Now, I did know at the time it might come. I did it live. I thought there was an air of the Kobe Bryant, do I know this guy?
Yeah.
In the answer that I don't think was intended.
No.
I think Drake was being honest. I think Drake probably saw the clip probably from his brothers on social media. I bet you one of Cam says you're fool's gold. Ha 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 ha. Clip attached, text. Oh, cool. I see it in this little box on my phone.
Yeah.
What's
and
it on?
And you're trying
don't
to be
care.
Like, you know, I don't really follow all that stuff. But then it comes across as like, I don't even know this guy.
And there's
like,
a lot of, I've seen it now going on social media, sort of the ex-players in the media are kind of mocking the idea that Stephen A. is like, you're a liar. You should know. Like, yeah, we work from like 7 in the morning to whatever at night.
Show.
And we're just in the facility watching First Take instead of, I don't know, going to a defensive meeting.
But you've been in like the locker rooms and they do have the TVs on like nonstop. Like all these shows are on nonstop in these locker rooms.
My guess would be in the weight room would be the best opportunity for football team.
I mean, they are.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's where I see it. I'm at the gym sometimes
like,
in the morning.
Aren't they on mute, though?
Yeah, sometimes. And in the Belichick era, sometimes they had like highlighted clips of why you should be angry at the Bengals or the
media. Oh, well, that's true. You could always pull those
out. Propaganda,
and be like,
whatever.
Well, I think he was just parroting Vrabel on Greg's show. Or attempting to, and he fumbled it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what he's trying to do.
I think Mike Vrabel answered it perfectly because he's been in the NFL for 25 years.
Right.
And Drake May handled it well, but left the door open for a little movie postering kind of thing. And in 3 years, when he's, I don't know, 26 and not 23, he'll answer it perfectly the way Mike Vrabel did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, Drake May did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. This is all about Stephen A. Smith and Cam Newton and ESPN.
They're fired
up. Screw them.
Well, good.
Oh,
well,
good stuff.
But if Cam Newton shows up, I'll be running.
I'll hide behind Ted.
Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully Ted will protect me and not join him beating my ass.
Yeah, that'd be good. Cam Newton, you got a window until 3 if you want to. The crossover is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can go to the Nines for their $14.99 big deal meals and start the week off right every Monday through Wednesday. Try the roast turkey dinner smothered with rich gravy. You gotta love the Nines. You got Hart, you got Fitzy, you got Ted, WEEI Afternoons. You know what they're talking about today. We are back tomorrow. Top 5 Friday. We have the Friday 4-pack. We got the week in review and
Keith's
keys to Pats and Bengals, perhaps with Joe Burrow. That's tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.